Stories to Inspirational Truths, a time for exploring truths from God's timeless book. My name is Todd Price. I believe that song and the message for today will be a blessing to each of you. So with that in mind, it is my privilege to introduce to you the founder of Inspirational Truths, my father, Tom Price.
Well, greetings, friends. My name is Tom Price, and I'm happy, as always, to say it's Inspirational Truth time once again, and to greet you in the blessed name of Christ, my Savior. Debbie and I are both humbled and happy that you've chosen to be with us today, and we just pray that our time together will be an investment, will be a blessing, will bring glory to God. And if you, sir, ma'am, are lost and undone, it'll convince you to come to Christ, to trust Him as your Savior. It'll convince you, sir, ma'am, if you are saved, to keep on keeping on, to grow in grace and in knowledge, and, well, do what the Word of God teaches us to do, prove that we are in Christ Jesus by what we do, what we say, and how we live. I've opened my Bible to the book of Luke's Gospel, Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, and I'm going to begin reading down there in about verse 11, I believe it is. I'll read just a few verses of Scripture and share the message God has laid on my heart for us here today. Glad you tuned in. I mean that. So glad you tuned in, friend. Listen, God has graced me and Debbie with this radio ministry, with this privilege. And, you know, I think from time to time to think about an old country boy grew up over in Boone County and now has the opportunity for his voice to go around the world via the internet because of a radio station. How wonderful it is. Well, look, enough of that again. I've turned my Bible to the book of Luke chapter 7. I'm going to begin in verse 11. As soon as Debbie gets done with this song, you've probably heard it before, but I love it. It goes with what we're talking about. The Bible says, He got up. Well, I don't know whether my CD is going to play or not, but let's try that one more time. Yeah, I think it's going to work this time. He got up is the title of the song, and well, I believe, as you might imagine, it goes right along with the message God has laid on my heart. Enjoy, I'm sure you will.
He got up on the third day. Not keep him down. They couldn't keep him in the grave. Satan thought he had defeated, but that was Friday evening. Then Sunday came, man. He got up. The crowd had gathered round him to watch him bleed and die. Some could not understand why Jesus was crucified. For what they had forgotten, this was God's own Son. Death could not hold him down, victory had been won. He got up on the third day, when the stone was rolled away. Death could not keep him down, he couldn't keep him in the grave. They couldn't keep him in the grave. Satan thought he had defeated, but that was Friday evening. Then Sunday came, man. He got up. He has risen. He has risen. Death could not hold him back.
Thank God. Listen, he got up. And the Bible tells us in John 14 and 19, because I live, ye shall live also. If you're in Christ Jesus, friend, you've got eternal life. Jesus even said in the book of John chapter 11, he said, if you were dead, yet shall you live. And he that liveth and believeth in me shall never die. How wonderful that is. What a great passage of scripture. Verse 11, 24, 25, 26, down through there. Well, I've told you, I've opened my Bible and I'm turning back now because I turned away while David was singing, looking at something. Chapter 8 or 7 of the book of Luke's Gospel, I'm going to begin reading in verse 11. And the Bible says, And it came to pass the day after that he went into a city called Nain, and many of his disciples went with him, and much people. Now Jesus had been the day before up in Capernaum. That was his place of earthly headquarters, and he had performed a miracle up there on the centurion's son. He was making his way down through the Jordan Rift Valley. He was down in the area southwest, I believe it is, of the valley Jezreel, right there at the foot of Mount Tabor, where a little city, a little town was on the hillside. And by the way, that it's there, it's called Nain. Now when he came nigh to the gate of the city, behold, there was a dead man carried out, the only son of his mother, and she was a widow, and much people of the city was with her. And when the Lord saw her, he had compassion on her and said unto her, weep not. What strange words that was. I mean to tell you, strange words, but it's not strange if you're Jesus, because he knew what he was about to do. She may have not, but thank God she was soon to find out. The Bible said, and he came and touched the bier, that thing that they were carrying that dead boy on. He came and touched the bier, and they that bare him stood still. Now listen to this. And he said, young man, I say unto thee, arise. And the next verse says, he that was dead sat up and began to speak. And he, speaking of Jesus, delivered him, speaking to the boy that had been dead, but now was alive unto his mother. I want to talk to you today a little while about things that accompany or things that follow, excuse me, resurrection. Things that follow resurrection. Oh, what a wonderful thing it is to think about, friend, as we begin to think about the new life that Jesus offers, the new life that Jesus brings. Now listen, I'm going to talk about physical resurrections. I'm going to talk about what Jesus did to three different people. He did it to a young girl, 12 years of age, Jairus' daughter, and you'll find that account in chapter 8 of the book of Luke, chapter 5 of the book of Mark. This son here of a widow, this young man, maybe even middle-aged, if you will, he was the son of a widow, and God spoke to him, and he rose. And then we got a man. We've got a name for this man. His name was Lazarus. No doubt in my mind, he was probably a matured man, an older man than this young man or this widow down there in the city of Nain. And they, friend, listen, they are a picture of what Jesus can do spiritually to me and you. The Bible said in the book of Ephesians chapter 2 verse 1, and I'll probably quote this more than one time, Paul was writing to that church, those believers in Ephesus, those followers of Christ. He said, and you who were dead in trespasses and sin. Listen, friend, you're not in Christ. You're spiritually dead. If you've not been born again, if you've not heard the Word spoken and reacted to it, if you've not got that divine nature imparted to you by faith, if you've not had that new birth experience, or if you have not been born from above, you need to be. You're dead in trespasses and sin. The Word of God would teach us, the Bible teaches us that very clearly. But aren't you glad? Aren't you glad, friend, listen, that that a man by the name of Jesus who is eternal life, if we hear His Word, if we hear Him speak and believe, we too can be saved. We too can have life. Now listen, these three people were dead. I mean the 12-year-old, that widow's son, and Lazarus, the brother of Mary and Martha, they were all three dead. Hey, do you know what? When you're dead, you're dead. There's not a degree of death. I'm telling you, friend, listen, no man is more dead than any other man. But can I tell you this, sir, ma'am, There is a difference in decay. I mean, this little girl, she died on that day that she was resurrected, maybe just hours after that she had given up the ghost. Just a little while. The Bible doesn't specify, but I imagine it wasn't very much time that she didn't even look like she was dead. She didn't, listen, friend, her body had not begun to decay yet. I mean to tell you, but she was dead, although the people around her family and her home laughed Jesus and mocked him, laughed him to scorn because he said, she's not dead, but she sleeps. I come that I might awake her. But look, that son, he'd been dead at least a day. No doubt in my mind, decay had already begun to set in. It wasn't as rank as it was with Lazarus, who had been dead 4 days. But can I tell you, sir, ma'am, look. You may not stink as bad as somebody else, but we're all as dead without Christ as dead can be in our trespasses and in our sin. And you know what we need? We need life. We need life. Friend, I'll tell you, that's what we need. We need life. So can I tell you, I don't care, listen, I don't care what state, what degree of decay you're in. I'm here to tell you, I brought you good news today, and that Jesus is life. He's life eternal. He's life abundant. And the Bible says all that hear His voice in John chapter 5 shall live. All you got to do is listen. Now listen. When we think about the miracles of Jesus, I believe there's something like 35, 36, 37, 30-something miracles that are recorded in the Word of God that we can count, that we can differentiate in. And yet Jesus did a multitude of miracles while He's here. I mean to tell you, there were times that He healed everybody that came to Him. I mean He didn't hold anything back. But the Holy Spirit of God inspired these four men, Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, to record several of them, specific ones, for you and I. And friend, here is one that is a marvelous miracle. Let me tell you what I want to tell you. In every miracle that Jesus performed, and I believe maybe He raised or He opened the eyes of more blind than anybody else as far as the record is concerned. You know, every time that He did that, every time He opened a blinded eye, He did it in a different manner. When He did with that man there, where's that in Mark chapter 8, when of the town of Bethsaida, and He took him out there and He spit and touched His eyes over there, the blind man in chapter 9 of the book of John, He put clay on his eyes, told him to go wash in the pool of Siloam. I mean, He did it different every time. But here in the miracle of resurrection, here in the miracle of giving life, Jesus did the same thing. He spoke. He spoke to the maiden, said, "Maid, I say unto thee, arise." And He said to the young man, "I say unto thee, arise." And He said unto Lazarus, "Come forth." Hey, friend, I'll tell you, listen, it takes the spoken word of Jesus to bring life. Do you hear? It takes the spoken word of Jesus, bless God, to bring life. Jesus said this. He said, "The flesh profiteth nothing." He said, well, let me get it. I know it's over there in the book of John chapter 6, and I want to get it right. I don't want to just get part of it. He said, "It's the Spirit that quickeneth. The flesh profiteth nothing. But the words that I speak unto you, they are spirit and life." In the book of the Hebrews chapter 4 and verse 12, He talked about the Word of God being quick and alive, meaning quick and sharper than any two-edged sword. It's alive, friend. It's got life in it if you'll hear. But look, let's look at a few things. Let's look and see what the Word of God says. And I'm going to tell you something. If you claim to be saved, if you claim that you have heard the words of Jesus, if you claim that you have reacted to that, I'm going to tell you, there are some things that follow resurrection. Do you hear? I mean, if you've been saved, if you've been born again, if you're a new creature in Christ, there are things that will manifest themselves in your life, in the life that you now have, in the life that you've been given. And don't forget, friend, we who were dead in trespasses and sin, we've been washed. We've been washed. We've been made new in Christ Jesus. So look, let me tell you the first thing that happened here in chapter here in chapter 8 of the book of Luke, we find that that's where that Jairus' daughter, that little 12-year-old girl, had died and was raised. Well, I'll not take time to tell you the events that come before it, but look here, let's pick it up in verse 51. And when he, speaking of Jesus, come into the house, he suffered or allowed no man to go in, save Peter, James, and John, and the father and the mother of the maiden. And all wept and bewailed her, but he said, weep not, she's not dead, but sleepeth. And they laughed him to scorn, knowing that she was dead. Now they knew that this little 12-year-old girl was dead. I mean, maybe the week before she'd been out in the streets playing, doing hopscotch, skipping rope, or whatever the case may have been. But I'll tell you what, they knew that she was dead. They watched the life go out of her. They watched her face become ashen gray. They watched her, but listen, thank God who is the resurrection. I walked into her room that day, and the Bible said he put them all out and took her by the hand and called, saying, maid, arise. And this is what the Word of God said. And her spirit came again. And she arose straightway, and he commanded to give her meat. Two things out of this. Number one, she walked. Now, bless God, listen, if you got new life, if you've been made alive in Christ Jesus, it'll evidence itself in your walk. I mean to tell you, the Bible says in the book of Romans chapter 6 something about the newness of life. He said, therefore we're buried with him by baptism into death, that like as Christ was raised up from the dead by the glory of the Father, even so we also should walk in newness of life. I'll tell you, the Bible said in the book of 2 Corinthians chapter 5 verse 17, if any man be in Christ Jesus, he is a new creature. Old things have passed away. Behold, all things are become new. In the book of 1 Corinthians chapter 6, when Paul, beginning in verse 9, began to say, listen, look, here's some things that you used to be. You used to be covetous. You used to be effeminate. You used to be abuser of yourself with mankind. You used to be a thief, a drunkard, a reviler, an extortioner. You used to be a fornicator and deceived. But he says, you're washed, thank God. You're sanctified. You're justified. Can I tell you, listen, that new walk is evidence that that we've got new life in Jesus. The Bible tells us in Ephesians 4 and 1, he said, I beseech thee therefore, brethren, that you walk worthy of the vocation wherewith you are called. Listen, if you've been dead in trespasses and sin, and you've heard the Word of God, and Jesus, listen, friend, His Word has spoke life into you. If you've been born again, if you've been made a new creature in Christ, I'll tell you, your walk up to evidence that. Your walk ought to evidence that. Thank God. He said in the book of 1st or 2nd Peter chapter 1 verse 4 that when we get saved we become a partaker of the divine nature. And I'm telling you, friend, listen, although when we walk in this life, chapter 13 of the book of John, our feet get dirty, all we got to do is wash them. Bless God. Bless God. We have to wash our feet every now and then because the walk will be dirty on occasion. But can I tell you, friend, we no longer walk in darkness. We walk in light, and bless God, it ought to be evident in where we go, what we want, who we are, and what we do. Not only, listen, not only do the walk right, that a right appetite. I mean, Jesus said, give her meat. Give her meat. And the Bible tells us that the Word of God, and I know I'm repeating this in a different way, the Word of God says, listen, give her something to eat. Give her meat. Thank God, you know what I've never seen a healthy baby that wasn't hungry. I mean, they're born hungry, you know that. They're born hungry, thank God. And I want you to know, listen, if you're a new creature in Christ, you'll have an appetite. Oh, you've got one now. If you're lost, if you're a sinner, if you're dead in trespasses and sin, you've got an appetite, but it's not for the right things. It's not for the things that satisfy. It's for the things of the world. Do you hear me? The things that of lust, the things of sin, the things, bless God, of bright lights and a quick fix, if you will. But oh, if you're a new creature in Christ, the Bible says this, as newborn babes, I desire the sincere milk of the Word. He said, said in the book of Job, chapter 22 and verse 12, I believe it is. He said, I have esteemed the words of thy mouth more than my necessary food. Oh, look, the Bible tells us, and I can't remember chapter and verse on this, oh, taste and see that the Lord is good. I believe the psalmist said in another place that his word is sweeter than honey. Yea, sweeter than the honeycomb. I'll tell you what, friend, listen. When you get new life in Christ, you walk right and you'll want the right things. You'll have a different appetite, if you will. It'll not be for the things of the world, but it'll be of the things of another world. Not only did they walk right, not only did they have a right appetite, but they spake right. I mean, look, this boy, this young man in chapter 7 of the book of Luke Gospel, he sat up and spake the Word of God. Isn't that amazing? Oh, I want you to know something. Our conversation will testify to what's on the inside. I mean, Matthew chapter 12, verse 34 says, out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaks. I want you to know the tongue is a tattletale of what's on the heart. Bless God, listen. If we've been saved, if we've got a new life within us, if we've been made a new creature in Christ, thank God, listen, our speech will manifest that. Can I tell you, if there's a new life, if there is new life, it'll be revealed in what we say. I bless God, listen, communication is a tattletale of what our heart desires and of what our heart says. Listen to what he said in Colossians 3:1 and following. If, or since ye then be risen with Christ, seek those things which are above. For Christ sitteth on the right hand of God. Set your affection on things above, not on things in the earth. For you are dead and your life is hid with Christ in God. When Christ, who is our life, shall appear, then shall you also appear with Him in glory. Bless God, listen, those who have been raised from the dead, those who have been given new life, they walked right, they ate right, they had the right appetite, they spake right, and then they had the right fellowship. Over there in the book of John, chapter 12, bless God, which follows chapter 11. That 11th chapter of John has to do with the resurrection of Lazarus being brought out from the grave. I mean to tell you, he had been dead for 4 days, but can I tell you what he did? Bless God, when he got up, listen, he did two things. Let me get these two together. He not only had fellowship with Christ, he not only sought out the right people to sit at the table with, he wanted to commune with, he wanted to have things in common, he put off the wrong thing, put on the new thing. Thank God, listen, Jesus told him when Lazarus came out of the tomb, hey, take off the grave clothes. Thank God, listen, like that old song of I put off the old clothes and old robe and put on the new. Thank God. You know what a change of garments refers to in the Word of God? Do you know what it typifies? Do you know what it speaks of? It speaks of a change in character. Speaks of a new beginning. I'm telling you, you can find that over maybe in the book of Genesis when Jacob was heading towards the land of promise. There maybe at Bethlehem. Do you know what they did? They buried their old idols and they changed their garments. Isn't that amazing? I'm telling you, Paul tells us in the book of Ephesians, also I believe in Colossians somewhere, that we're to put off the new man and put on Christ Jesus. Oh, I'll tell you, friend, listen, when Lazarus came forth, bless God, he lost the grave clothes, those stinking rags. He laid him aside. He changed his garment, do you hear me? Which speaks of a change of character. And I want you to know, friend, Lazarus, when he had changed his garments, Lazarus, when he got rid of the stinky grave clothes, I went and sat down at the table at his sister Martha's house with a man of the name of Jesus who had raised him from the dead. The Bible says three times in John 11 and John 12 about Lazarus and he who was dead. I'll tell you what, listen, we prove that we're alive. We're not dead by the company we keep. How about where we go? How about what we speak? By what we wear? By what our appetite is and what, how we walk. Oh, thank God. Listen, friend, I'll tell you, there's some things that follow resurrection. Do you hear? I want you to know something. As you look at all three of these pictures of resurrection, all these pictures in a physical sense of something marvelous, spiritual that had happened. They all took new positions. That's important to me. I want you to know the little girl stood up. The young man on the bier, he sat up, and Lazarus came up. Hey, I'm going to tell you, friend, we need to know what our new position is in Christ Jesus. Look, if any man be in Christ Jesus, he is a new creature. Old things have passed away. You listen, you can't have new life and continue to live your old life. If you continue to live the old life that you had before you said you got new life, can I tell you, I hate to be this blunt, but you didn't get it. You didn't get what the Word of God says. You may have got something, but you didn't get what God intended for you to get. You didn't get what Christ will give. He'll give you new life. He'll give you eternal life. He'll give you abundant life. And it'll show up in your walk. It'll show up in your appetite. It'll show up in your speech. It'll show up in your fellowship. It'll show up, bless God, in what you put on and what you put off. I'm telling you, friend, it'll be a change in your life because you have been born again. You have taken upon you a new nature. You have become new in Christ. Oh, listen, there's some things that follow resurrection, and I hope your life communicates that to the world. Until the next time.
You are my Savior.
Thank you, friend, for listening to Inspirational Truths today. It is our prayer that the message and the song has been a blessing to your soul and has in some way ministered to your heart. We hope that you will make plans to join us every week at the same time. If you have a special request that you would like us to know about, please feel free to write us and we will be sure to pray about your request, whatever it is. If you'd like to contact us, our address is Inspirational Truths, P.O. Box 10004, Charleston, West Virginia, 25357. That's Inspirational Truths, P.O. Box 10004, Charleston, West Virginia, 25357. Or on the web at TomAndDeBbie at inspirationaltruths.com. That's Tom and Debbie at inspirationaltruths.com. Remember, friend, this is a work of faith. We need both your prayers and your listening ear. Now until the next time, it is our prayer that God will richly bless both you and yours.
Stand.